stop trying to be cute. What are we doing here? Jefferson with that catch. Oh my God. This game is giving me strokes. Oh, man.
Tell you guys I love you. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And that will never change. I will ride with this group until they don't let us play any more games.
Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Vipes Vibes. Got Jaren up here again. How's it going, man?
Going good. How's it going with you?
Just another day. Finally got that Minnesota weather.
Yeah, right? Woo! After Christmas.
Yeah, and the new year.
Yeah, hold my beer, it said.
Yep.
Golly.
Now we're gonna get hit with snowstorms left and right and just get dumped.
Yeah, we're supposed to get like Arctic cold too.
Yeah. This weekend's supposed to be like high of -5.
I mean, it's making ice, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Making ice on the freaking road.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Put my snow chains on.
Yeah. About have to.
Yeah, put them on the work van too, hey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, do some ice road trucking.
But just to get into it, Vikings season finale in Detroit. I kind of figured we weren't gonna win this game, and I was right. It was a little closer than I thought it would be, but ended up losing by 10. Got a ticker up here with some of the stats. Nick Mullins went 30 for 44, 396 for yardage, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Ty Chandler was the leading rusher, 12 carries, 69 yards. And then our boy JJ, Justin Jefferson, stuck it to the Lions again. 12 receptions, 192 yards, and a touchdown. he didn't even have a target or a catch in the first quarter.
No, because they were being cocky to him, too. Did you not see that? The defense? I forgot what defense the guy was kind of mouthing him off on that third down when he kind of covered Jefferson. And Jefferson kept walking. And say, "Oh, you're going to regret doing that."
Even though he still lost. But was that the same guy that there was that one throw where Jefferson had to jump for it? He didn't get it, though. But someone paused it. There's a picture of it out there.
Oh,
someone paused it, and he had the defender had his arm covering his eyes, and the ball was right above his head, like, and there was no pass interference. That was
I seen that too. BS. Yeah, that's probably the guy that was talking smack.
Probably the guy that tried to take him out the last time we played him
and took himself out.
Yeah, and tried to come back in. And like, nope.
That was a bold strategy.
Didn't pay off Cotton.
No, it did not.
Oh. And going into this game, remember I said that I didn't know if the Vikings were going to find the motivation and the desire to go out there and win this game. Yep. And there were moments in this game where you could tell that there was no, that desire wasn't there for some of the players.
Yeah, I felt it too.
Like, for example, late in the first quarter, there was a long pass from to Goff to Khalif Raymond, and Josh Metellus and Booth Jr. just looked like they were just jogging to get him. Just they were just half-assing it. Like,
yeah, I seen that too.
And then I think on the same drive, I believe it was when Jahmyr Gibbs got a touchdown. Like, whoever was closest to him just like, oh, whatever, I'm just going to let him run in. Like, dude. I mean, at that point, we were still in the playoff, like, hunt. But I mean, I know that you have a really long shot of making it, but there's still that chance. Like, why not go out there and give it your all and do your part and let the other chips fall where they may? Like,
I mean, yeah, make it harder for the Lions in the playoffs. Like, make it harder on another team. Be that team, you know, these other teams that don't go anywhere. I mean, they play hard just so that team can't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
If we're not going, you ain't going to the playoffs.
Right.
They could have did that with the Packers, that Packer game. They should have had that mentality. Like, if we're not going, you guys aren't going to the playoffs either.
Right. I think the Green Bay game was even worse. I just don't get it.
Time for next year.
Yeah, that's the story of our Vikings' lives. And, like, I don't know. There was a 3rd-and-30 situation for us.
That was nuts.
And I was like, we're not even going to get a yard. Like, we're just going to try and freaking screen pass it like we always do on 3rd-and-long.
Yep.
And here, Nick Mullins passes to Johnny Mutton. We did it. I was like, what just happened?
Oh,
did we just get that?
Bullet, too.
Oh, man.
So the kid can throw. He has an arm.
Yeah.
He's and just then making the decisions.
And then he, yeah, like, speaking of that, perfect timing on decision making. You know, he likes to try and play hero ball, and then he throws it and gets picked off. Well, there was this 4th-and-6, and he didn't see anything, so he took off, and he got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I even have it written down in my notes. Like, at least he didn't try and force it in anywhere. And then he takes off and gets a first down. Like, that's good decision-making right there.
Yeah. He just needs to – and then I know some of those delay of game calls weren't all on him. But communication, man.
That's literally the next thing I've written down is too many delayed games.
That's because that's two great minds think alike.
maybe some of them were on Mullins, but that crowd at Detroit was absolutely going crazy.
Like, but I mean, that last one though, you seen Mullins clapping his hands and yelling at Bradbury. I mean, I get it. The crowd is hard. I mean, I've never been in that situation, so I can't be that guy. But if Mullins seen that clock almost at zero and you're going to get, he should have called timeout.
Right.
Like, save those yards. We're not a good team to, you know, come back into good yardage on, you know, 2nd-and-20. That 3rd-and-30, that was luck.
Oh, dude. Especially with the Vikings.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, we're not that team that can do that, especially without Cousins. I mean, Cousins, yeah, I feel more confident, of course. Who wouldn't?
Right.
I just keep thinking about this year, man. I think we'd still be rolling if Cousins was in.
Oh, yeah. If Cousins and Jefferson never got hurt, they were healthy the whole year. We wouldn't.
Down.
Right now, we would be talking about our playoff game. Or we could be even talking about being the first round bye in the NFC right now.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, we could have took the division yet.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I mean, even when Jefferson went down, I mean, Cousins was still playing the best ball of his life. I mean, we were winning games yet without our star receiver. The magic ran out for us. With our backups.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with Dobbs. That was just a kind of a two-hit wonder.
And our defense was so banged up, too. I mean, we're so banged up with key guys.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of I'll probably talk about it more in our next one in our Vikings review.
Yeah.
But I think that was kind of, you know, unfortunately, that was kind of our identity this year, was just trying to figure out what, you know, what to do with what we had. We had so many key injuries, like you said.
Oh, and fumbles too, turnovers.
Oh yeah, like fumbles beginning of the year, and then I feel like in the middle of the year there was a span where we were doing really good, and then it kind of just went downhill. It was just, it was a roller coaster. It went up, then it went down.
Did you see the stats of Kirk Cousins and all three of our Vikings quarterbacks? Did you see that?
Oh yeah, he had 18 touchdowns. And then the rest of them had like, I don't know what it was.
14 altogether with all three of them together with 18 interceptions.
Yep.
It's like, okay, that's not good.
I mean, that shows how good Kirk is.
Yeah, and he knows it too. That's the sad thing too. His agent knows. They know. Now they know they need you, Cousins.
Right.
How much are they willing to pay for you?
Right.
That sucks.
And then going back to, you know, the crowd and communication, and there was that drive that we had to settle for a field goal. And like, Jefferson was absolutely furious. I don't think I've ever seen him that pissed off.
Oh, he was ever. Swearing.
Oh yeah. And
definitely could read the F-bombs.
Oh yeah. I was like, whoever that guy is mad at, you better watch the F out, because he's gonna F you up.
I mean, he did. Well, catch.
And he took it out on the defense. He had one hell of a game.
I mean, he just went off. It seems like after he had that, kind of got pissed off. I mean, he went off.
Yeah.
I mean, those Lions, that defense with those Lions, he has his way with them.
Yeah. He does. Like, and he missed 7 games this season. And he still went over 1,000 yards.
Isn't he the first play? What is it? Or is it the fourth?
Well, this is his fourth straight season with over 1,000. Yep.
Because he broke his own record, I think.
For yardage in a season? I don't think he broke it.
He broke some record because I read a thing and it said, you know you're good when you break your own record.
Because I believe last year he was on the cusp of breaking 2,000.
No, yeah, I know that. Yep.
So I don't know. I guess there could be a record that he broke of his own, but I don't know what it is. I just know that Kwesi needs to pay him, and pay him now. Keep him here.
I think if you get Cousins to sign, you get Jefferson too. It'll be easier to get Jefferson to sign a long-term contract.
Yeah. Yeah. It like I said, it all depends on the money. But like you said before, and Kirk already spoke to the media about this, that he was talking about that the money doesn't really matter at this point. He's been blessed with financially, you know, stability, and the dollars don't really the amount of dollars don't really matter at this point, and something to that effect.
That too. You know, he had his payday. He might not want the money.
Yeah.
Now it's probably, now to him, it's probably about getting that ring on the finger to mark it all off on his list.
I mean, that should be on everyone's top. Well, I mean, top of the list for every player, coach.
Now I'm sure his focus is, okay, I got all my money I need. I know the Vikings are close. I want to stay with these guys. I don't need a big payday.
Right.
You know, and I really think you'd easily get, I bet you get JJ to sign right away if he knew Cousins was coming back for 2-3 years.
Oh yeah.
He wants a quarterback. That's good. I mean, what else? Who wouldn't if you're a great receiver? You want a quarterback that can throw to you, get the ball to you.
Right. And, I mean, Jefferson's probably got to be thinking this, too, and us as fans have to think about it, too. Jefferson's obviously going to be in the league longer than Kirk is, because Kirk is a lot older.
Oh, yep.
So, eventually, whether Kirk comes back or not, either way, Jefferson is eventually going to have a different quarterback, yeah, regardless. So, I mean, we'll talk more about the draft stuff in the Vikings review, but I still think that we need to sign Kirk and we need to draft a quarterback in the first round, whether that's move up in the draft, stay where we are. It depends on who lands where and whatever, but I think we need to draft Kirk Cousins' successor in this draft with this quarterback class coming out, one of the best, they say.
Yep.
And have them learn behind Cousins until Cousins retires.
No, I totally am on board with that. Teaching them. Get a guy in there that's your long-term guy to come for years. I mean, Cousins, I think, would mold a quarterback into a great one.
Yep.
Especially if we get Cousins for 3 years. I mean, that's 3 years that this kid has under him. I mean, yep.
It's just like Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I keep comparing it, but it's the same. I mean, mm-hmm. Jordan Love, he started off really rocky this year, but look at where he's at now. Like the last six games, he's thrown, 18 touchdowns and one interception.
Look at Rodgers his first year when he took over for Brett. I mean, Rodgers kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Look at his second year.
And even going back to Brett Favre, his first ever throw in the NFL went for an interception.
I mean, Dante Culpepper, his first NFL career throw, he threw to Randy Moss's legs on an open pass. I mean, they got rust on them when they're young yet. They shake it off.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Love sucks. I mean, he's been putting up pretty good numbers. He's been playing good ball.
Yeah, if you told me in the first 4 weeks of the season that Green Bay was going to make it to the playoffs, I would have been like, are you, like, drunk? Or
are they going to stay alive long in the playoffs? That's going to be tough.
No, I don't think they will. I think they will lose in Dallas.
That defense is too good. McCarthy is not going to let his old team come in and kick him out of the playoffs. McCarthy even said it. They asked him. He said, it's the team that fired me. So that tells me right there, they ain't going to come here and beat me.
Right.
Which, I mean, I get it. I would want to beat my old team too that got rid of me.
Right. Hold that thought. We'll get to the playoffs here in a little bit. Going back to the Lions game, there was a couple more things, points in that game that I wanted to talk about. So the Lions, it was a 70-yard touchdown pass. Was it to St. Brown? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, okay, well, we're going to get just manhandled. And then the next drive for the Vikings, we answer right back. Nick Mullins throws a 42-yard touchdown to Jordan Addison. And that's, I think, yeah, that was Jordan Addison's 10th touchdown as a rookie.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, we're actually going to answer back here. Okay, this could end up being a game.
Yeah.
And the announcers kept saying, oh, Nick Mullins, he doesn't have an interception, And I was like, dude, shut up. You're going to jinx him.
That was peeing me off.
And look what happened. He threw two interceptions.
Yeah. Oh, I spoke too soon. It's like, yeah, shut up.
Right?
Golly. Hey, what about that fourth down when the Lions went for it? Did you see that?
The fourth down that they went for?
The Lions went for it. It was like fourth and one. They went for it on a handoff to Gibbs. And when they measured it, it didn't measure across the line. He was short.
Oh, yeah.
And even the announcer said, I bet you'll see a challenge coming up to, you know, challenge that. I mean, that could have been.
I remember that. But
why did O'Connell not do something about that? I get you don't want to lose a challenge. I get that.
I don't know. I think it was just too. I think it was too close, and they already measured it. I mean, to challenge it and have it be overturned.
But the Bears,
I think
the Bears got gypped too on a call like that. He got the first down on fourth down, and they called it back that he was short.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see that, but I don't know. I heard the announcer say, oh, you might see a challenge from O'Connell here. I literally, to be honest, I said out loud, I was like, don't do it. It's not.
Well,
not,
yeah, that's what you're not I
gonna,
thought too.
You're not going to win it. Don't throw that flag, O'Connell. You're not going to win it.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, you know, I get it because it's probably going to not go your way or they'll find something that we did wrong on defense and penalty us for it.
Yeah.
Like the last one. That is so stupid where they can call a penalty by looking at a review.
Oh, yeah. I hate that, too.
That is dumb. But, yeah, that's all I had to say on that part.
And bringing up like, the rules, I know it didn't happen in this game, but the whole fumbling out of the end zone.
Mm, yep.
I feel like they're going to change that for, you know, in this offseason. Just imagine if that rule wasn't there and that touchdown in week two that was supposed to be a touchdown by Justin Jefferson in Philadelphia and we beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
They would end the season with only 10 wins instead of 11. They could have ended up being one of those teams that got in the last week of the season. They could have ended up at the sixth or seventh seed instead of the fifth.
They're going to get booted out of the playoffs too, I think, first round. They are a dumpster fire.
Yeah, they're falling apart.
I think this is what happened with their other head coach.
I don't know if Nick will be gone this year.
Next, but I don't think he's not a coach, head coach. He's immature.
That's not right.
I don't know. They're falling apart.
And to be quite honest with you, it's hilarious.
I love it. But I'm sad about it, too, because I did want Kelce to go all with Tryon.
Yeah.
I like Jason.
I like Jason Kelce, and I like Jalen Hurts, to be honest.
And I do like Hurts. Hurts is a really good kid, I guess. Humble. I mean, he's 20-some years old, and he's on the sideline calming his coach down. That should be the other way around of the coach calming the guy down.
Exactly.
Not the player calming the coach. I mean, there's plenty of times you'll see Nick just freaking out on the sideline, and you'll see Hurts over there grabbing his shoulder, and, you know, chill out.
Right.
That should be the other way around. But, yeah, I do like Hurts. I like Hurts. I think he's one heck of a good player. Right now, I don't think they're being coached right.
No.
Well, it sounds like A.J. Brown ain't even coming back next year.
I don't know, but I heard that he held a team only meeting or players only meeting or something before, I think it was before this last game. And I don't know what he said in it, but I just heard that he held a players only meeting.
That's what I think it was, because now I've been hearing that he's not going to return to the Eagles after this year. So maybe that's what he was telling the guys.
Dude, it would never happen, but could you imagine? AJ Brown and Justin Jefferson on the same team.
And Addison.
Oh, and Addison. And with Kirk.
And Hockenson.
Oh, my God.
Block. Who do you block?
Oh, my God.
I mean, then you could have Alexander Mattison in the backfield.
Oh, just, yeah. AJ Brown's so big, he can just pass block.
I mean, that, oh, my God, dude. That would be the scariest offensive duel ever. That'd be like the three deeps.
Oh, my God. Financially, there's no way we'd be able to do
no,
it.
No, no, you'd be broke. Our defense would suck.
Danielle Hunter definitely would not be coming back.
No, I don't think he is either way, unless he doesn't take that big of a payday. But he was playing really good football, and to me, that was him filling out his application.
I don't know. They say that he wants to be here. He wants to stay here.
He does, but everyone says that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Everyone says that. But when it comes time to talk about the money situation, it's a completely different story.
I mean, I'm sure you and me would be different, too. I mean, I'm sure it'd be a different story if we had that opportunity.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. I mean, if I'm like, if I was in that position and I was not, and it's not necessarily Danielle Hunter's childhood favorite team, but say I was in Danielle Hunter's situation, I'm playing for my childhood favorite team as in the Vikings. And I, you know, I know I can go out somewhere else and get a big payday, but I want to stay with Minnesota. But in order to do so, I have to take a pay cut. That, I mean, I don't know.
To me, that's how I felt with Adam Thielen.
Yep.
Like, he says it wasn't about the money, but he took a bigger payday. It's like, to me, you're kind of going for the money there, bud.
I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that Thielen's deal with him leaving, I think his wife had an effect.
Yeah, oh,
on
yeah.
That.
They have a house in Carolina, a place there. That's where they lived during the off season. So to me, I think it was a lot her too.
Yeah.
Like, you got to live your dream, Adam, and I did what you want, and now it's my turn. Like, that kind of deal.
Right.
I mean, because he says my mentality was to get a Super Bowl, and it's like, you chose the Panthers?
Right. I saw that on a post. This is something about Adam Thielen said, something about my focus is on a Super Bowl, and that's why I
he doesn't have much longer
came to Carolina.
NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have much longer in the NFL, and his idea was a Super Bowl. It's like, but you chose Carolina?
Yeah, I literally saw that on my phone, and I literally said out loud, and I was like, you
and he turned
chose
down,
to go
he turned
to the Panthers?
He turned down Pittsburgh. It's like, I bet you're wishing you went to Pittsburgh.
I mean, there, yeah, it's a little better.
Well, I mean, they're in the playoffs.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, let's give a round of applause to Mike Tomlin. Still without a losing season. What a hell of a job.
Their fans are so dumb. Like, some of them, not all of them. All, you know, like, the real legit fans want him to stay, but the dumb ones, get rid of him. He's worth it. It's like, you guys have gone without a losing season. Shut up.
Right, and he has Super Bowl wins under his belt as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while, but
why do you want to get? I wouldn't bring him here then.
Right.
No, he was our defensive guy back in the day. Me and my dad were talking today. It's crazy. Tony Dungy, Belichick,
Bill Belichick,
Thomas.
Or Brian Belichick.
Yeah, Brian Belichick.
The
all
old
those guys
old Ravens
were all,
coach.
Pete Carroll. All those guys were assistants. All have Super Bowls. And they were all, you know, well, Carroll was under Grant Bud, but the other guys were under Denny Green. And that tells you how good of a coach Dennis Green was.
Old Denny Green. Rest in peace.
And all those guys were under him, and they all have a Super Bowl ring. Dad's like, my dad looked at me, he's like, I think we're doing something wrong in management. But yeah, that's awesome. Winning record like that, not one losing season. That's awesome. I was hoping for him too. I was pulling for him.
And he's without his starting quarterback, too. So,
yeah, hey, that Rudolph has actually been playing some good ball. Or was it Rudolph in yet?
Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
He's been playing pretty good. That hit over the head by Garrett really helped
him. Dude, I was just about to talk about that. I was going to say, every time I see Mason Rudolph, all I picture is Miles Garrett with his helmet just going after him.
Well, did you see they played one game against the Browns and Garrett was picking up the Steeler helmet because it fell off of a player's head? And the offensive guy was grabbing him from Garrett and going, no. Oh, yeah, that was a crazy ending to a game.
Oh, my God. Then that reminds me of a game this year. The Chiefs game when Travis Kelce chucked his helmet on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the equipment guys held up his helmet to bring it to him. And Andy Reid's like, no, he can stay out of the game.
He's
for
in
right
time
now.
Out.
Yeah. And then he goes up and bumps him.
Uh-huh.
Like, sit down, chill out, bro.
Put up with that shit.
Right?
Good old
See, when Andrew. I first saw it, I was confused because I saw the equipment guy with the helmet up in the air, and I was like, what the hell is he doing? Is he going after someone with a helmet? Like, what is going on, dude?
You know, did you hear there's talks about him possibly retiring sooner than later?
Andy Reid?
No, Kelce brought it up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I've been watching him these last couple of games. He doesn't seem like himself like that Travis that we all used to see him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I don't know if it was last year or not, but I feel like the Chiefs, they get into a slump like this, and then come time postseason, they flip a switch.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not counting them out for a Super Bowl run because I just think that once it's playoff time, that switch is going to get flipped and you better watch out.
That, but, you know, those Ravens, I mean, you got to play the Ravens, and those Ravens are scary good right now.
Yeah, they are.
They are on both sides of the ball.
I filled out my bracket. I don't have the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl in my bracket, but that's still in the back of my head. Like, yeah, the Chiefs seem to be falling apart, but they eventually figure it out and they flip that switch. And when they do, you better watch out.
Yeah, no, they that is true. I think that was last year that they were playing some crappy ball.
Yeah.
There towards the last end of the stretch, and then the playoffs came and they were just lighting it. So, yeah, I mean, it could be possible. I mean, you just got to be one play better than the other team.
Right.
And that's where coaching comes in, and that's where Andy Reid is a genius. Is coaching. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you weren't doing it.
Oh, I was... I'm going to show my screen here with the playoff picture. So speaking of the playoffs, we'll touch on that a little bit. So in the AFC, we got the fourth seed Texans going against Joe Flacco and the Browns. And then the Chiefs and the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill against his old team. That'll be interesting. And we got Mason Rudolph going against Stephon Diggs. And then on the NFC side, we got the Bucks and the Eagles. I think that game is going to be good.
That's going to be a good one. Is that in Phil? No, that's in Tampa, huh?
That's in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. So Eagles could not even have a playoff game home.
There's no way that they could.
No.
Unless... Unless the only way that they could is if them and the Rams or the Packers end up in the championship game.
I was just gonna say, yeah.
That's the only way that they can get a home playoff game.
That's funny.
I'm hoping Baker can pull out a win against.
Their defense is in playing right now. It's possible.
I mean, Drew Locke and the Seahawks beat them. You think that Baker and Mike Evans can pull it off at home.
What's their names? The Cardinals beat them in Philly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Cardinals, yeah.
I mean,
with God knows who quarterback.
I mean, I think the Bucks have a good – they have a very good chance, I think. I think Baker Mayfield's up for a payday, too.
Yeah, and then we got the Detroit Lions and the L.A. Rams. Matt Stafford going back to the team that drafted him, back to their stadium to play a playoff game. And I heard – I don't know if this is true or not. I heard – saw something on Facebook – that they're not allowing any Stafford jerseys at the Detroit LA playoff game.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think no, like, Detroit
yeah.
Stafford.
Yeah, the Detroit jerseys. Lion ones, yeah.
Like, they don't want to go in there and have everyone praise Stafford. Like, he's the enemy now.
Yeah.
But and hey, then we got the
do your last one.
Oh, then we got the Dallas Cowboys and the Packers. I think Dallas is just going to eat them alive at home.
Yeah, I do too.
They're going to have some cheese for supper.
Oh, they're going to be bloated and constipated. That defense is too good for the Packers, I think.
Yeah. So
they're going to make Love win it by throwing.
Yeah, I think so too. But he does have some good receivers, especially if Christian Watson comes back.
Even Reed, I mean, he's even looks good.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, so yeah, I mean, he has weapons.
Definitely.
But I think McCarthy, he ain't gonna let his old team come into Dallas.
No, I really think that I don't know, their team all around, their offense is explosive with CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, and then on the other side of the ball with Micah Parsons and that defense.
And they're missing a lot of guys too.
That Deron Bland with a crazy amount of interceptions this year.
Yeah. I think I'm a Cowboys fan. Yeah, I'm going to be a Cowboys fan here on out.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially in this game, going against the Packers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Although, I do say when the Saints play the Packers, sadly, I cheer for the Packers to win. I just don't like the Saints.
Yeah, right. But Sean Payton ain't there, so I don't really have that hatred for them really that much anymore. And Jonathan Vilma ain't there, even though he's in the booth now at some games. It's like, dude, shut up. Get out of here. But, all right, I'll let you go, and I'll see you. I'll talk to you probably in a little bit. But
for sure, man.
Yeah, we'll get on here soon for the Vikings review show, and that'll be a good time. Yeah. I'm excited for that. So, and then if you want to, I mean, regardless, I'm going to, but if you want to, Jaren, still kind of cover the playoffs, in videos like this, throughout the playoffs, that'd be kind of cool. And, there's something I'm brainstorming up something. I'm not even going to tell you what it is yet because I'm not sure on what it is or if it's going to be possible, but I'm brewing something up in here, and so stay tuned. It'll be something in the postseason that I'm thinking about. So I'm not going to say anything because I don't know for sure yet. So, and Jaren's not going to even know. So once I figure out the details, I'll be sure to tell everyone.
All right, man. Well, you take it easy.
All right, you too, man. See ya.
See you later.